We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Samachei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud of Samachei Amud Aleph, two dots. Said in the Mishnah, who is showing you how it looked like on the Erev Pesach, and it says, Yosekat Rishoyna, then the second group went in to do the Karan Pesach, and then we had the third group, and it says in the Mishnah, the third group was the smallest group. We had three groups that did the Karan Pesach and Erev Pesach. Zok to Gemara. Tano, he nekras kat aslanus. The last group was called the lazy group. They're the lazy group. They're the last group. They're the group who are lazy people. Right? The Gemara was loisagi lav hachi ma'avul mebad. They need the halacha is supposed to do it in three groups. They're not allowed to do it all in one group. So you have to have people for the second group and the third group. So what do you want them to do? You have to have a third group. So what's the tiny? Why are we calling them lazy? And the Gemara, they should push themselves to be from the first group. What do you find such idea? Because the time went in a bright sum. Rabbi Eimer, the world needs perfume makers, and borsi is tanners, people who work with hides and skins and leather. Ashrei mi shum nasei basam, praiseworthy is the person who gets to have a job to be a perfume maker. It's very good smelling things. Oiloi mishum nasei borsi, and woe to the person who lands up that his job is a tanner and he has to smell these skins, this leather, and smell good. It's impossible to have a world without boys, charm, lady kavis, without boys and girls. It's a good thing to have boys and oiloi who misha banav nekavis, who the children are nekavis. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara saying is that there is an idea. Of course, we need three groups, but lemaisa, it's better if you're from the first group. It's okay, fine that the world needs. Needs sanitary garbage men and needs all different type of workers. But it's better to be, to drive your mazaras and be from the mobile cover digger things. The same thing, it's a good zara, it's an in to be from the first group. But about that, you need the third group, but it's better to be mazaras the first group. Now what's wrong? It says, Ash Mishabonav Zcharim and Oyla Mishabonav the Kavers. Now first of all, this is not really in Biyada, which means this is saying, that's a special matana from Hashem if someone has zcharim and not only nekevis. But kapanim, what's wrong with nekevis? So it sounds like from Gemara and other places that nekevis are a little bit harder because you have to worry about their tznius, and also because you have to marry them off. Therefore, it makes them a little harder. But there are some achrayim actual. It sounds like a brisk of art, but they tie it like this: oyle misha banav nekevis. That woe to the person who his sons are like nekevis. If his sons act like nekevis, that could be a shtiklis, is biyodoy to try to mechanach them to act like his charim and not like nekevis.
She says almost everybody.
That was like okay. In which way?
So it says
you can't talk. You can't stalk them. Okay, very good. Zog to Gemara Vayit. It says k'maseu b'chol tach maseu b'Shabbos. The way they did the Karban Pesach every Erev Pesach was the same thing. Landed up on Shabbos. And the shaila was, they even stuffed up the water, the water goes out. Therefore, the water from the spring that goes through the Amma in the Beis HaMikdash should overflow and clean off the Ritzpah of the Mizbeach. Well, it says, it was not. The Chavah didn't like that. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, K'maseh v'chol, kach maseh v'shabbos, el shekahanim adichim es ha'azara, shleim ratzah Chavah, the Kahanim washed off the floor of the Azara, the marble floor of the Azara, Shaloi Beratzen Chum. The Chum weren't happy about that. So what's the Shaila here about Shaloi Beratzen Chum? Zok to Gemara. Shaloi Beratzen Man. Amar Rav Chisda, Shaloi Beratzen Rav Eliezer. It wasn't like Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer, the Tan Rav Eliezer, this didn't stem with his Shita. The Rabbanon, if you're going to Rabbanon, Amri, Shvusu, Ein Shvus, B'mikdash. According to Rabbanon, cleaning the floor is only the Rabbanon, is only a Shvus. Shvus means Issa the Rabbanon on Shabbos. And the Mikdash, when it came to Tzarech Havayda, there's no Shvus for Mikdash. Here, Tzarech Havayda to clean the floor. It shouldn't be full, so much blood on the floor. Samahi. We just Rabbi Yezir Rabbanon. Tell the Braisa, Echad Acholip, someone who milks a cow. Ba'machabetz, that's someone who starts the process of making cheese. He throws the rennet inside the milk, and that separates the whey from the milk, the hard particles, and with that you make cheese. Vamagabin, you make cheese. The loch is kegregris, the size of a gregris, you are chayiv. And the issa of chaylev is the pashas is also mefarik. The Gemara says that means like dosh, and mechabet is also like boirer. Vamagabin is boina. When you're making cheese, it's like building something. Then the Bryce says, I'm a chabed, someone who sweeps the floor, I'm a rabbit. He sweeps the floor by putting water down, and that holds the dust down. And those two isurim are a shiloh also of ashwiye gumois. You flatten the earth on the ground, and that's like a baina. Vaharoida chala is the vash, and someone who takes off honeycombs. Vishoigig, vishab is chayev chatas. Yechayev chatas. Hezibel Yomtiv, like as a bomb, and Yomtiv, if you did it by me, you get Malkus, the Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And like Rashi explains, Chomim will argue on the second half of the Braisa. The Chomim agree that Choylev, someone milks a cow, makes cheese, Avadas Chayiv. The second half of the Braisa, talking about sweeping and being Roy the Chalas Dvash, according to Rabbi Eliezer Chayiv, because of Binyan of Ashvir Gumar, some Rabbis Mechavid, and Roy there is from a pasuk that says, you see that honey is considered that it's attached. And that the Chama argue on. So what do you see? So you see the Chama Rabbi Eliezer about sweeping the floor if it's chayiv or not. So our Mishnah said, Lahid Lechama must be going to Rabbi Eliezer who holds that it's also to sweep to clean the floor. Because if it was a shvos, the Riyar Bala, no bimutta on Yontif, on Shabbos. Bimutta al Tzarech Avoida, in Shvos Mikdash. So it must be our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the question is that even if you're Rabbi Eliezer, what's the problem over here? Here we're talking about a marble floor. If it's a marble floor, even if you're Rabbi Eliezer, it shouldn't be the Raisa. Because what's the whole problem for Rabbi Eliezer? Why is the Raisa? Shvuya Gumois. You have an earthen floor, and you're flattening it out, so it's this type of binyan. On a marble floor, sweeping a marble floor, pouring water on a marble floor, where's the Raisa? So this is Taisus Kasha, the Masa Machabit. And if you look at the first wide line of Taisus, he answers two Terutzim. By Marie. The Ba'azara being Ravad, the Ravad have a gumois. Between the tiles where you put grout, there was gumois there. And there you flatten that out, that's the deraisa. It's one teretz. Inami, the yes, the kasu deraisa, the kibid ba'alma, gazrina nazara to kibid ba'alma, make it gzera. Because they see a lot of shvusim that if it's be auto deraisa, then it's more chamer. But if you're a banan, even regular, even an outside the base mikdash, it's only a derabanan. So here for sure, Where it's a merutz to the floor, a marble floor, it's for sure not a problem. I'll tell you shvus mikdash. That's Tosfos two mahalchim. But upon the first mahalchim the Gemara is the Eil Mishnah that says lehoid luchacham is Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Ashi Amar afilu temer shloim rotsin chachamim. Even we keep going shloim rotsin our chacham, and not Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Nosani the Tanya Rosh Hashanah shvus tricha hetiru shvus shein tricha lehetiru. Going to Rav Nosani said only a shvus that you really need very badly. Where the matter. A shvus they don't really need is not matter. And here, lemaisa, you don't mamish need it in mikdash. It's more geshmak to have a clean floor afterwards in the base of mikdash to do avayda, but it's not absolutely necessary. And therefore, in shvus for mikdash is only when it's absolutely necessary. But according to Rav Nosson, if it's not absolutely necessary, there's no heter of shvus. And therefore, lehoidulu chachamim, even fi chachamim shita, that say it's only midir abanan to clean the floor, still they were not masking here to clean the floor. The Mishnah goes further, and the Mishnah says that another thing with Hagacham. It said Rehuda said that when they were finished doing the Karm Sachim, what they did was they took some dam from the floor and spritzed it on his bear. Why did they do this? Just in case someone's dam got spilled out and he didn't get his Rika. If he didn't get his Rika, he can't eat his Karm Pesach. Therefore, you take from the ground something on the floor and you spritz it on his bear, everything will be fine. Zogt the Gemara. And Hagacham says, Chama, we're not masking. Tanya. You filled up a cup of blood from the mixed up blood on the floor. If one of the people's Karban Pesach, their dam, spilled out, by spritzing it now on the Mizbeach from this taruvah, from this mixture, you'll be spritzing his blood. I don't understand you. What are you gaining? If it's on the floor, that means it was never caught by a kli. It wasn't caught by a kli. Halacha is nishbach min hatzavar. If dam comes straight out of the... We're assuming that all this blood on the floor, right now assuming, means it came from after we did Kabbalah, the blood just kept coming out of the behemoth, landed on the floor. So what are you gaining? It's the suffix, you're right, maybe it fell out of the kli also, but your whole point, the way Rashi learns the kash is, the whole point of spritzing the blood is to guarantee your suffix. What's the guarantee? Maybe it was nishbach, maybe it was pasul adam.
But if it was nishbach, it fell out of the kli.
No, nishbach means nishbach from the tzavar behemah.
It was never a Kabbalah.
Maybe there was no Kabbalah from this carbon. Yeah, that's the way Rashi learns that maybe they're not gaining anything because maybe it was nishbach. That's what Rashi's first. That's Rashi's pshat, first pshat. Now Tosfos doesn't like this pshat, so we're saying it's because it's still worth it to make a spritz. Look, Tosfos, what's Mar's kash? Mar's kash is that. It spilled from the tzavar. Maybe it wasn't from the tzavar kli. So Tosfos said, "What's the big deal? L'maisa, I'm gaining just in case it spilled from the kli. I'm gaining that at least." So Tosfos' answer is a different pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that if there's any dam that didn't spill from the kli, then there's dam posel here. If it's dam posel here, if any dam came out of tzavar, then hambalai spritz dam from the floor. It's dam posel. So on that, the Gemara answer is either the kasha is that I'm not gaining 100% that I'm going to get blood that fell out of the kli. And number two, Tosfos kasha, the way he learns kasha is the chayr is pasul adam. So the Gemara's answer is, let's read it inside again. I'm going to read the loyzel the skab of kli. So mina yadi. First, he asked, "How do you know it wasn't a skavah kli? Maybe it was." Allah Karmelay, Shemelin skavah kli. Most guys, maybe it didn't. Wasn't skavah kli. So, what are you gaining? Or maybe it's pasul. Amalahen. So, Rabbi Yehuda answers, "Afani loya marti el miskavah kli." I said this halacha only if you know for sure that all the dam was caught in a kli. So, if you're mina yadi, how do you know, Taka? How do you know everything was caught by a kli? So, Gemara kahanim is reason him. Kahanim are very good at what they do, and they're very careful, and they make sure to catch all the dam that's supposed to be caught. Right? The Gemara is reason, so what are you worried about? Why did it spill? So the Gemara, no, Agav Judisai, because they're so quick and so efficient, as they're running from person to person, that's when it will spill out of the keli. Agav Judisai, Avdi Mishtapach will spill. And therefore, it really says, Avada, everything was caught, and therefore it's not puzzle, and we're sure going to do everyone's zrika, but it spilled out while they were passing the keli, and therefore we do now a guarantee, you know, we do now just a backup zrika to cover for all the people who missed the zrika. There's dam atamtis, which means after you catch the dam hanefesh from the neck of the behemoth, so then afterwards squirts out like the dam, the last dam of the tzavar, of the neck. And that dam is not kosher v'zrika. You don't catch the dam. That goes on the floor. And the Gemara's kasha is that it should be bottle b'miyutoy. Most of the dam on the floor is dam atamtzis. How much dam already fell out of your cup? So it's bottle in your dam atamtzis. So how you do v'zrika? It's bottle on dam atamtzis. So the Gemara, and if you tell us the kasha could be even more, that the chara it's pasul dam, that the dam is pasul. So chara, that's the kasha. What dam atamtzis? So the holds dama tamtzis is dama alyu. The title of the brisa, dama tamtzis ba'azara. The Tanakhama holds the dama tamtzis. Even though every iser to eat dam is the iser karas. If someone eats dam, it gets karas. But the Tanakhama holds only a lav by dama tamtzis. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, because the pasuk says ki nefesh kol damai b'nafshayhu, and that pasuk says karas has to be dama nefesh. Dama tamtzis is ready. It's ready dead. The behemah. That you don't get karas. So Ruda may be karas, you get karas. So what's the worst teretz? That Ruda holds the dam ayu. So how's that answer the kasha? So the chari need this chazanish, very important. Chazanish says that if avivai dam and tamtzis was dam that is dam kapara, then you would have to catch all that dam also. If you caught all that dam also, it's not shver, it's on the floor. They caught all that dam. That's what the chazanish learns. I don't know of another pshat. The moros, it's only half been anyway, but the moros kasha like this. Rehuda says that everything was caught, and that's why you're spritzing the dam, you're guaranteeing this guy got his zrika. The kasha was, I have dam atamtzis, which is dam posel, and it's bottle of dam atamtzis. And for the Gemara, Rehuda holds dam atamtzis is the karas. What's the teretz? We're saying the teretz is, if it was dam that's called dam, then you have to catch it also. If you caught it also, so then, again, it's not nishpach. Right, no adam, no adam. If it is, it won't be make a bittel, it won't make bittel. Even if there's more afadam dam, it's what type of dam? Which dam? No dam, no, they call it all dam, it comes out at this tzad. Right, the Gemara could have asked that kasha maybe, but I didn't care. But the Gemara saying call all dam. Right, the Gemara, but anyway, the pshat doesn't stick anyway. It's not machaper. Even if you say it's dam, the gabi eating the dam or drinking the dam, you have karas. But the gabi kapara, no. Dam hu benefesh yichaper. By the gabi dam that's machaper was bech, that's dam hanefesh. Dam shah nefesh yoytzeba machaper. Dam that the nefesh goes out, that dies with it. That's how, that's the type of dam is machaper. Shah nefesh yoytzeba in machaper. So back shver. The dam at Hamas is on the floor. The dam at Hamas is just possible dam, the vatel, the dam that spilled out of your cup. And therefore, Zriko won't help because your dam is bottle. Ela Rudo Tamei, Doma Ein dam, vatel dam. Rabbi Huda's shita is that this is really the shita of Mimba Mina Le bottle. Rabbi Huda holds dam is not mavatel dam. So if you have your dam in this mixture, it's not, and it's not then, dam, the dam is not. Bottle. It's not bottle. If I make a zrika, I'm making a zrika on your dam. Because the dam is not bottle. Mimma mina loy bottle, aim dam vada dam. Are you going to ask me, but the other kashas are shver, have a lot of gold in Mizbech and make a zrika, lechari is dam and tamz is apostle. So Tosis asks this kasha, and Tosis says, avadama tamz is two lines on the bottom, and Tosis on the bottom, and Samachem Ralph says, avadama tamz is kemayim ba'al machoshev. It's like water. Kivin dena royu lezrika, aina oisa lahaloisai. It's not issa. No issa. Only issa is dam that's really could be kosher became possible. But dam that's not considered dam for kapara. It's like mayim ba'alma. There's no issa to make a zrika on that.